When you hear that you're diagnosed with cancer, you think it's going to be the worst thing ever. And it is. It's not a good thing or a good place to be in. Dr. Schuller is, like, world-renowned, and, like, he knows everything.
I want a road stretching out before me. I want a radio in my ear.
The tumor was bigger than a grapefruit. They talked about surgery at first.
No.
But then they found out that it was around my aorta, and it's really big, and so if they, like, nicked it or something, it, like, I would have been a goner. The chemotherapy would shrink the tumor, and then they'd be able to re-look at surgery.
No fear.
I'm a pretty sassy girl. When I was going through chemotherapy, I would be like, okay, well, I'm busy this day, and all this. I have a schedule. I need to live my life still.
But I had to reach way down inside. I had to have faith I'd find no fear.
Dr. Schuller, I'd tell him all these dates, and he'd be like, okay, well, you better remember my birthday then. So he gave me his birthday, and I ended up having chemotherapy, and he goes, this is my gift to you. I'm like, oh, thanks. But anyways, we ended up making him cupcakes. His favorite pop is root beer, so we got him root beer, and we sang him happy birthday. I think he was a little embarrassed because he told me to stop, but I wouldn't stop. I don't know. We have a pretty good relationship. It's pretty funny.
And when I need two arms around,
always telling me to go to school. He's like, have you been to school? I'm like, no, my counts are low and it's flu season. He goes, you need to be going to school. I'm like, okay, I'll go to school.
No fear.
I think if he wasn't there to push me, I wouldn't be in grade 11
today. I used to hit every wall there was.
Getting chemotherapy, like, they come in and it looks like they're wearing hazmat suits. They're, like, all gowned up. They have their masks on. Like, you can't even see them smile or anything.
Down inside, I had to have faith I'd find no fear.
One of the worst ones that I had, I don't know what it's called, it was red. It was like an orangey red, and it was my worst chemotherapy too. Like, that one made me really sick, but, like, just to see it going in you, I'm like, oh, it's so gross. Like, just, we went back to the idea of surgery after chemotherapy. They'd take out as much as they could, and if they came to a part where they're like, we can't go any further, we need to get out of there, then we'll do that.
Don't want to live afraid of dying.
So I was in the OR for 14 hours, and after the surgery, I got moved to ICU. Everything went fine and went good, and they were able to get the whole thing. Well, I think everyone was a little surprised because we all went in there thinking, oh, they're just going to debulk it. I'm still going to have part of my tumor left in me. Everyone was just felt like we had just accomplished something, and it was, like, not really a miracle, but I guess it was a miracle. I had the breathing tube in a lot longer, about 4 days. But, like, you can't talk with the breathing tube in or anything, so I remember writing on a piece of paper, and so that was really hard because that was probably the quietest time in my life.
I want the world to just keep on turning. I want the dawn.
After about 4 days, they cleared me and I moved to Unit 1, the oncology unit.
No fear.
Even in the clinic, like, you walk in and there's so many little kids, like toddlers and just babies, and like they're so little.
When I'm alone, let the only sound be.
I think it takes a special type of person to work here, because for the nurses and doctors and everyone around that works here to be so upbeat and happy all the time in a place where children are sick and some are losing their lives. After surgery, I did not want to get out of bed. All I wanted to do was sleep. And my nurse, she would come, make me walk the units, because they have different, like, hallways. So it kind of looks like a star. Okay, we're going to walk the star. If it wasn't for her, I don't know. I'd probably still be in bed. I love my surgeons, but they would come in at 6 o'clock in the morning to do rounds and wake me up. Like, I am sure there are little kids up already. You don't have to come wake up a 16-year-old girl to get the rounds done.
I want peace, love, and understanding.
I love my scar. Okay, I think it's like a battle wound, and people are like, well, now you can still cover it up, just wear one piece. I'm like, no, I'm gonna wear a bikini and show everyone. Like, I'm proud of it. I want people to see it. It's a pretty cool scar. So anyways, it like starts maybe like just under my ribs, and it goes across just above my belly button. It starts to go up and does like a little triangle thingy. I told them that they needed to go back in and do like an up and down, so it'd be an M, so it'd be my initial. I was trying to think of a cool story to like come up with. I was like, oh, maybe it'd be a shark bite, but then it'd only be like the shark only has one set of teeth. I would like to thank everyone who has been there for me. They have been so amazing. They are superheroes. They've gone out of their way to do stuff for me. Like, oh, they're rooting for you. They're like your cheerleaders. You make connections with these people, and like, to imagine them not being there on your journey with you is just so weird to imagine. Couldn't have done it without them, because I can't give myself chemotherapy or get myself surgery.